Ooh, great song right there to start off our day today. I hope you're awake.
You weren't before, you aren't now.
I know. No. That's my King by CC Winans on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. And like I said, it's a great way to start off the day. And wouldn't it be nice to know what else you can celebrate today? What day is it, Ryan?
Oh, and we have options. For example, it's World Jaguar Day today.
What?
Yeah, that's just kind of give you a taste of what kind of things happen every day of the year.
Okay.
Like there are holidays every day.
The animal or the car?
The animal, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Pretty sure the animal.
Okay.
And I'm glad I don't know why it's World Jaguar Day. They don't seem to be up here.
I haven't seen any.
I'm not unhappy about that. I like cats, but I like them small.
Mm-hmm.
But every day of the year is a holiday or 12. I look at the list. I pick two, and then I make one up, and you and Beth try to guess which is the fake day today. Which day did Ryan make up?
Okay.
So we got National Corn on the Cob Day.
Oh. I have not partaken of
I haven't
that
either.
Yet.
Well, there's often a little stand out here, and it hasn't shown
not
up yet.
Yet.
So the corn might not be quite ready yet. Maybe this is the start of the season.
I don't know.
I used to work for a sweet corn farmer.
Really?
Yeah, we'd pick like 300 dozen in a morning.
Wow.
And then go sell them.
Wow.
It was fun.
Wow.
The mosquitoes, the flocks, the sky was dark with mosquitoes. Anyway.
No, thank you.
But Corn on the Cob Day.
Mm-hmm.
That took a turn. then we have National German Chocolate Cake Day.
Oh.
One of my favorites.
Yummy.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I was sad to find out that it is not German.
Hmm?
Like, it's not from Germany.
Oh.
The guy who invented his name is Sam German.
Okay.
Kind of takes some of it away. But
sure.
Sam German, you've created a delightful thing.
Details.
In 1852, so he didn't hear me say that. But
okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then finally, National Sleep-In Day.
Oh.
The glorious.
Which I already missed.
Joy of staying in
day.
Bed. But you can think about it. Oh, it would have been great.
I know.
There
should have been a warning. Yesterday.
I'll sleep in tomorrow.
Well, then you missed the day.
Because I'm not... You're going to have someone else play this game tomorrow.
Yeah, because you're going to be on vacation.
Yeah, and when I say sleeping in, I'm going to sleep until like 5:30.
Ooh.
Hey, that's significant. Anyway, so National Corn on the Cob Day, National German Chocolate Cake Day, and National Sleep-In Day.
Sleep-In Day. Okay. Well, let's see. Here's the problem.
Uh-huh.
I like all three of these things.
Yeah.
I love corn on the cob. I love German chocolate cake. I love sleeping in.
You can see why I left World Jaguar Day out.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Either the cat or the car. Not my fave. So, it's very difficult to eliminate these
mm-hmm.
things because I do appreciate all three. The last time I slept in was this past weekend, and actually this weekend for me was a glorious sleep fest because I frankly was not feeling well this past weekend,
aww.
So I slept all day long, both days. It has been a long time since I've had corn on the cob or German chocolate cake. I will have to remedy that somehow, perhaps this weekend. But what day is not today? You have two foods here.
I do.
It's
yeah.
kind of rare that you have two foods that are actually today, but that doesn't.
And two foods that are actually good.
And two foods that Beth really likes on the same day. That is really hard.
Or is that meant to throw you off?
Oh, there's always that option. Thank you very much, Ryan Fried.
Giving me far too much credit.
There are occasions where credit is due. So I have to just guess. I'm just guessing. Have to guess. So I'm going to say, and this is kind of funny because all of a sudden my mind flashes to a day way, way back when your father, when your dad was showing me a bunch of statistics.
Oh, okay. On, you're going on to the statistics.
I'm going to the stats.
Like now, he had stats on whether I picked a...
What day, you know, on Wednesdays do you typically have like the first day being the fake day?
What percentage is it the first one?
The percentage is that sort of thing. I'm like, my mind is like going to a picture of the handwritten pages that he has filled out. And I'm guessing... I mean, I don't know if he's in the country right now. Yeah. Maybe he's listening. I don't know.
To his credit, he has never got it wrong on air.
True.
Which is insane.
And so I'm trying to remember, on Wednesdays, is it usually the first option that you make up? That's what I'm going to guess. Okay. I'm going to say that you made up National Corn on the Cob Day because it is Wednesday and it is the first day on the list.
That's wrong.
I mean, I'm sure the statistics are right some of the time. But
of course. Well, you know, statistically, they're not all right.
Yeah, this one surprised me because I feel like it's too early.
Well,
I know we're in a different part of the country than I.
Yeah.
But it is June. I guess we did start working. We started picking corn mid-June.
Okay. But it is National Corn on the Cob Day then.
It is National Corn on the Cob Day.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Which I'm a corn on the cob snob, though. I really like it from the farm, fresh.
Yeah.
The stuff from the grocery store just tastes
isn't quite
3 days
same.
Old.
Yep.
Anyway.
Okay. So I can either
sleep in and have your German chocolate
cake.
Have
my cake. Have my cake and sleep in too. Okay. So, all right. All right. So I am going to say. I'm going to say then that you made up National Sleep-In Day. Oh, okay.
There you go.
You know what that means?
German chocolate cake
it's
day?
It's a chocolate day.
It is.
It's a chocolate day for that. Yay.
The thing with German chocolate cake, if you don't like coconut, it's in the frosting. But
I love that frosting.
It's like caramel coconut.
Yeah,
it's
know.
So good.
It's like two
it needs more applause. There you go.
Yay. Yay me.
But National Sleep-In Day, this is one of those where I thought of it, then Googled it. It's in October.
Oh.
So it does exist, but it's...
So I can prepare for it.
You can prepare. You've got a few months.
I'm going to put in my vacation request right now. October, I'll look up
I think it's one of those ones that it depends, like the third Thursday or something weird. Anyway,
please
we'll have to figure it out.
Beth the day off. Okay. Got it.
So tomorrow you'll have to see who Beth gets in here to torture with the options I've given
her. I'll find somebody.
Here's 1,000 times from We Are Messengers, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.